Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me on the phone this morning is Robin Sherman. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Rob.
Robin is the Sitka Legacy Foundation Program Manager. And Robin, it looks like the Sitka Legacy Foundation is putting up, I want to say, $25,000 to support local organizations here in the time of coronavirus.
We actually are going to have more than that this over the course of this year to support Sitkins in pandemic relief, recovery, and response efforts. And all of those funds come from a variety of different sources. The primary source is our endowment, which we have been building since we were founded in 2013, and residents of Sitka have been very generous in contributing to that, and that has allowed us to leverage matching funds from Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Community Foundation. So that's the biggest source of our funds. We also have some funds directly from Rasmussen Foundation that were given to us to distribute to help Sitkins during the pandemic. So that's another source of our funding. Over the course of the year, we believe we will have between $25,000 and $40,000 in funds that we control directly, and we will also work with the Alaska Community Foundation on their grant making in Sitka.
Robin, you've anticipated my question. Is this latest round of grant funding by the Legacy Foundation is sort of outside your normal cycle?
Yes. Normally we do a round of competitive grants in the fall, and we are planning to do that this year as well. But we, because of the pandemic, are also doing some discretionary grants. We had an initial discretionary grant round in April and recently awarded some of those funds, and we have another round of discretionary grants that we are looking at this month. And these are really for projects that will immediately benefit the community in responding to the pandemic.
I see the first one is for $15,000 to the Betty Eliason Child Care Center. People who listen to KCAW News regularly heard a story last week by Catherine Rose that as Alaska reopens, child care centers are not necessarily reopening because they're struggling with maintaining social distancing and just meeting the health mandates. And this funding is directly meant to help the child care center get back into operation?
This is actually a grant from the Alaska Community Foundation that we were involved in awarding. Alaska Community Foundation has a COVID-19 emergency response fund, and they did an initial grant round in April. They have another grant round now. The need for those funds greatly exceeds the funding that they have available. They had $200,000 worth of funding in their first grant round, and they got over $4 million in applications. I believe that there were 9 applications from organizations in Sitka, and Sitka Legacy Foundation was asked to look at those applications and make a recommendation. The criteria here was really for critical community services that had no other source of funding and were really at risk of, to their viability. And we see childcare as a critical community service, and even in the best of times, it is an economically challenging service to provide. Childcare centers operate on the thinnest of margins. And so what we were really doing in recommending to ACF that they fund this application is preserving the capacity of at least one of our child care centers to reopen as soon as they feel that it's safe to do so in compliance with the public health mandates.
The Sitka Legacy Foundation is putting $5,000 into the Sitka Health Summit Coalition to support its Safe Stores effort. What's that about?
This is an effort of Sitka Health Summit Coalition, and all of their projects are done through a collective impact process, which means that dozens of individuals representing lots of groups in the community come together and say, what does the community need right now in terms of public health? And this proposal is to assist businesses on a completely voluntary basis in reopening and operating safely during the pandemic. So the Health Summit Coalition will be reaching out to local businesses and saying, do you need information to operate safely? Do you need supplies such as masks or, you know, barriers? Or is there anything else that we can do to help you keep your workers and shoppers safe and keep you in business?
I think Sitka businesses in general seem to be really, really stepping up.
I think that that's good, and I think that there's an enormous amount of support for our local businesses in this community, and I know that residents of Sitka want to support local businesses to the maximum ability that they're able to do so, and we just thought that as a completely voluntary effort that was designed to assist businesses and not be an enforcement effort, this would be a great opportunity for us to help both businesses and consumers feel safer about spending our dollars locally during this time.
The third grant, Robin, is $5,000 to the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. What's that about?
Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust is a nonprofit with that works closely with the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, and this is an effort to get free fish to local organizations and families that are struggling economically and need help with their food. So the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust is working with local fishermen who are willing to donate their fish, and the Sustainable Fisheries Trust is paying for processing and delivery of that fish to two local organizations, the Salvation Army and Sitkins Against Family Violence. And then they are working with the Sitka Mutual Aid Project to distribute fish to local families that have asked for assistance with food. So our grant is going to help pay for the administrative costs of this program, including the processing, the delivery, and possibly an extra freezer for them to use for the fish. So we feel like it's a great investment because the fish is being donated, so the costs are really pretty low. And I just wanted to put a word out there that if anybody's listening and, you know, is struggling to feed their family, you're not alone. There are a lot of people in this situation, that some of whom have always struggled and some of whom never expected to struggle. So Sitka Mutual Aid is there for you, and there's no reason to be embarrassed or ashamed about asking for help with groceries and getting access to fish if your family doesn't have, you know, the ability to catch it or pay for it right now.
I will put the link to Sitka Mutual Aid alongside this interview on the KCAW website so people can get connected with them.
That'd be great.
Lastly, Robin, one thing I wanted to touch on before we parted this morning was the idea that local philanthropy during the coronavirus pandemic is not something that we should necessarily be turning our backs on.
First, I need to say, even though folks are struggling with lost jobs and lost business, this community has been incredibly generous in supporting the organizations that are making a difference, including Salvation Army, the Sitka Mutual Aid Network, the Sitka Mask Makers, and other organizations that are helping our community. There's been a tremendous outpouring of generosity. Those are great organizations. If you want to give locally directly to an organization that's helping, those are some good choices. Sitka's other nonprofits have a lot of need right now, so I want to make sure that for folks who have the means to do so, supporting the organizations you care about at this time, even if they are not actively providing services during the pandemic, they may need your support even more to just keep the bare bones going until we can all come out and do the things that we're used to doing. Sitka Legacy Foundation, we are building an endowment for the long term, and that's why we have funds to grant. So we appreciate people who have contributed to that in the past and are willing to continue to do so. There is also a statewide philanthropic effort called AK Can Do that is raising money across the state for pandemic response, relief, and recovery. But if you want to contribute to that fund, we recommend that you go through our website, sitkalegacy.org, because there you will have a link to contribute to a fund where your dollars will stay in Sitka and go to directly to Sitka nonprofits. And the nice thing about AK Can Do is that 100% of the funds raised through that effort are going for pandemic response, relief, and recovery. And that's where the grant for example, from Betty Eliason to Betty Eliason Child Care Center came out of that fund.
Yeah, it is kind of reassuring to know that we're living in that kind of town when we have to endure events like this.
This is a generous community, and that is part of what will help us get through this and recover.
Robin, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much, Rob.
Robin Sherman is the program manager for the Sitka Legacy Foundation. We've been talking about a series of three grants from the Alaska Community Foundation and the Legacy and the Sitka Legacy Foundation to support the work of local nonprofits during the coronavirus pandemic.